This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
That's right. It is Thursday. It is time for Family Matters. My name is Michelle, joined by our lovely producer Gina.
Hey.
On panel.
Hey.
Day to Dave, Dave date.
Oh, yeah, still single.
But he's pretty, so maybe not for long.
And our lovely legal eagle.
Rostered. Oh, I'm kidding. You know we love
you. When have I ever not been on this show when I'm not supposed to be? Whatever.
Just too much of you on the station already.
People love me, Dave.
You're not on crutches.
I know I can walk today.
Well, that's a gift.
It's like a miracle.
And we've got gifts to give away tonight, don't we?
We do.
We've got two book packs. Two. Not one, but two.
And what can one do to win one?
Or two. What can two do to win one?
Michelle, two. What can they do to win this prize? We want to know some stuff.
We want to know all kinds of fun stuff. What can they do?
Okay, so clearly nobody reads my emails.
Michelle.
What they need to do.
What's on
so
here?
So we have asked people to give us some tips that we can give to rainbow families for some cool school activities that are rainbow family inclusive. Because your kids apparently, not mine, your kids are on school break starting
what
next week.
Is school holidays? Honestly, like how long are they and why don't I get them in my world? It's outrageous.
We can't ask that one for Beck, but rainbow activities. I've got a dirty, messy house. I've got a bit of ironing to do. That's
I don't think
fun,
that's rainbow family.
I think that's child labour, Dave. I think there's laws.
But if they've got tips, and the best tip is going to win by a Financial Joy member, well, how do they message us, Mitch?
Most definitely. They can SMS us on air at... Well, SMS is not on air, but they can SMS us 0427-JOY949, or they can email us on air at joy.org.au. You know what? I'm going to keep following the twits today, so get us on Family Matters 94 or on Facebook. You can get us facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. You know what? I'm still waking up today.
Wow. She's still waking up.
Is it school holidays?
It's not school holidays yet.
And so. You can even get on the landline, 1-300-JOY949. You can call in at the desk.
Do you know what a landline is, Dave? Did they have them when you were born?
No, I just messaged through WhatsApp.
So the prize we're giving away are Rainbow Family Kids books. So we want your tips for your kids and to get you into the mood for the Christmassy kind of spirit.
Oh, Christmas.
Festive.
Yeah, we'll
you know, look forward to most about Christmas?
The presents.
What?
The presents?
Oh.
The bad ones.
Ooh, the bad ones.
I'll tell you what the really bad present to get.
Which, what's that?
We'll tell you just right after this, I guess. Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Family Matters at Joy.
Your voice, your radio.
Yeah, that's a good one. Another classic hit there.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's the one that was funny because I was actually going through the shops and picking up some my medication and what it was. And I am going back to work and I was at my desk and I was singing certain Christmas carols at my desk or humming them. And my boss stands up over my desk and goes, Michelle, no.
I love Christmas so much. Dear. I hate people like that. Yeah.
Tell you what I hate the most, the bad gifts.
Oh, yes.
You know what the most bad, look, it's the most generic gift you can get, the Adidas gift pack. You know the one that comes with a little shower gel and deodorant.
Did you get one of those too?
Maybe it's because you smell.
Because
they forgot about you and you can get it from the supermarket. Or
I've gotten that too.
It's ridiculous because I was having this massive rant one day about, oh, you know, I hate to get one of those deodorant things. It's just like a
such
sign
a
that you smell. 11 o'clock in the morning, Christmas Day, what do I get? Adidas gift pack.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Yeah.
Now I know what to get you.
Yeah. Mm. We had a terrible gift one Christmas. My mum, Andal, you might have heard of her. She's been on the show.
And Andal, if you want to call in, I'll even answer the phone. 1-300-JOY949.
She might be listening. Nah, she'll be confused about what time it is in Adelaide. Anyway, one Christmas, Dad bought her this ring, like a... just a, you know, cool kind of accessory ring. Anyway.
Was it from Sexyland, was it?
That was my parents, Dave. Stop it. Anyway.
It's a family show.
So on Christmas morning, I went and chose it and I thought it was the right size. I'm slightly to blame for this. Anyway, so on Christmas morning, Mum puts the ring on. She's like, oh, that's really nice. And then Mum's finger starts like going blue and swelling up on Christmas morning because the ring was too tight. We had it in the freezer. We had it in the butter. In the end, Dad had to go out to the shed and get like a hacksaw. And on Christmas morning, hacksaw the ring off Mum's finger. So that was a pretty bad present at the Dove.
And Mish, you've had Australian Christmases. You've had American Christmas. What's the big difference there? What do you prefer, the cold, the hot weather?
Look, I'm still favorable towards the cold. I miss the cold. Waking up when it's a cold morning for Christmas, when it's here, I get so excited. I'm like, oh, there's a chill in the air.
Melbourne, anything can happen.
What?
And what do the Americans do differently? What do you miss? Some weird stuff.
They speak differently. They have a different accent.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. There's like certain parades that'll be on television or certain cartoons that they play every year, like the Charlie Brown Christmas or Rudolph. There's no Christmassy sort of regular things that we do on TV here. So, like, there's Bad Santa that they start playing.
There's Miracle Love Actually. Miracle on 34th Street on Christmas Day every single time.
I watch Love Actually every single Christmas Eve. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah, I guess to kind of miss some more of the kid things from back home. We would have family get together and do food, like massive food, no different thing than like we do at Thanksgiving. And there's always the turkey and the ham and the...
I'm Greek, we have lamb.
For Christmas.
Any opportunity.
Just heaps of salt on it.
Ridiculous
just throwing
amount.
Heaps of salt.
Yeah. Ridiculous
What's
amount
the Greeks
of salt.
With that?
I don't know what
it's
it
like
is.
It's a glaze, isn't it?
Once I stopped living with my family and about a year later, I'd lived without salt for a year and I went for my first Christmas lunch. Mum cooked up this massive feast. I couldn't eat it. You could see the salt crystallizing everything.
Amazing.
And I couldn't eat it. You can learn to live off salt that quickly. And it ruined my Christmas. Absolutely ruined.
You just
I couldn't eat the lamb.
Mouths just watering.
I know. I'm like, this sounds amazing.
I mean, they salt the meat and then they salt the cooked meat and then they salt the salad. No.
I tell you what also sounds really amazing is these Rainbow Family kids books.
Yes,
what
they
an
are.
Excellent segue.
I know. And how can we win? How can we win? I've already forgotten.
We want tips, don't we, Dave?
Tips. Yes.
Not tips for our hair, which we're both seeming to rock the same hairstyle yes. yet again.
And no, I'm not a lesbian.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Just get some frosting in there like Gina and we'll be right.
So we keep hearing on Facebook that your kids are all going on school holidays and you don't know what to do with them. So give us some tips that we can share with the rest of the Rainbow Community.
What can I do with my children to make it just...
All you can do is SMS that tip into 0427JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
I'm watching the Twits and so you can get us on Family Matters 94 or you can call because Dave really wants a phone call.
Yeah.
It'd be the first one he's got in a few months.
Yeah.
I really want the phone to ring. I'm going to write... If the phone rings, I'm going to write out there. So the 1-300-JOY949.
That's right. Dave, hold on. No.
No.
Can't wait. Does somebody call?
They can't do #FindDavidDay on the phone.
So tell me, well, look, I need to know, what are some of the traditional food things everyone does?
Lamb. Prawns. Did I answer this already?
Prawns, oh, yeah, oysters, really? All the seafood. Just at my house, we just get the sea and then we just put it on the table. And everyone, if you can't peel prawns, you can't eat them. So you learn how to peel a prawn when you're, like, tiny because they're just in a massive bowl and people are just throwing each other out the way. Like, my 91-year-old grandpa, whatever, Jim, move it or lose it.
Far out.
I'm a huge fan of brandy custard. I eat it, like, once a year. It's so good. But why can't I just eat it all year round? That's what I don't understand about Christmas food.
I was actually shocked by, speaking of sort of desserty stuff, was the, what is it, like, the English pudding, the plum pudding or whatever?
Right. Yeah,
and they put, like, the English silver coins in the food. I don't get that.
Yeah, because if you find them, it's good luck. But the coin, you can only use old coins because the coins these days have some stuff that will kill you. So you have to wrap it in foil if you're going to use the modern coins.
Okay.
Don't make that mistake.
My mind starts to tick.
Yeah.
He's still waiting for the phone to ring.
Yes, I keep eyeing it off.
Whereas I make a wicked summer berry trifle, and you can only make it because the berries are actually affordable in that last week leading up to Christmas. David is literally walking to the front desk to answer the phone. It's not ringing, Dave. Calm down.
Here it is. Dave. See, I can't wait. The thing
I hope it's the wrong number.
Yeah, so do I.
So we have, because we do always the traditional turkey, and if someone doesn't do turkey, we do ham. Mm, and I do a wicked honey baked glazed mustard.
False
ham.
Alarm. It's a false alarm. Someone, it's actually someone just ringing the doorbell downstairs. I've never ran that fast in my life.
But we don't have, being in the Midwest of the US, we're not, well,
not
near water.
So
we don't have prawns. We don't have lamb.
No lamb.
No. We have pork. Mm-hmm.
Pork.
Get some pork on your fork.
That's absolutely right.
And no, just money, like, you know, casseroles and stuff.
Casseroles?
Yeah, green bean casserole.
Oh, because it's cold there.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay.
That's why. Why.
We just like, I like to eat all the food at lunch and then just like stop eating for like 2 hours and then decide that you need to get all the food out again and have another meal.
See, it's really, I'm a bit embarrassed because all the meats everyone likes to have and the prawns and all that stuff. I don't like turkey. I don't like pork. I don't like prawns.
I don't like you anymore.
clearly, everyone leaves Christmas lunch stuff and wanting to go to sleep. And I'm like, I've just had salad. I'm hungry. So
you relate well to the vegan grandma on YouTube.
I love the vegan grandma, which we won't put on here because it's a little bit
the tofu to duck in or
tadukken. Just look up vegan tadukken recipe on YouTube. Not with the kids.
Not for kids. Not a school holiday activity. That'll win you the book.
It's not going to win you the book. So, look, we've got a lovely interview coming up. So feel free to be calling or texting or calling because David clearly can answer the phone.
I can answer the phone.
We had a beautiful interview a couple of months ago. Now, all of our families can't actually make it in on a Thursday night mesh.
That's right. So we came in on a weekend. We had a few of the families come in.
It was hilarious.
Now, you have to... Everyone has to understand, though, we have got so many. The show has really gotten quite popular. And so we have quite a few interviews been booked in.
Yeah.
And so we had to go and actually work on editing. Well, you edited great. You did amazing.
Yeah, very lovely producer, Gina. Yes.
Thank you.
He doesn't
so,
like me.
But there was so much. We had three different families with so many different interviews of all the different stuff going on. So this is sort of like our part one of
this
what,
is part
three?
One of a part two or three episode that we're going to air, you know, throughout next year and spread it out. But the funniest thing during that day was, I don't think Joy had seen so many kids running in and out of the studio and up and down the studio that weekend. So that was highly entertaining. In fact, maybe I should just text him with a tip so I can win the kid books for when they next come in, because we didn't really have much for them to do. So but they took over.
Who are we interviewing?
Well, who are we? It's a friend of yours, Michelle.
It is. Celeste.
The best.
The best. So what we had, she runs Rainbow Families down in...
Mornington Peninsula.
Down in Mornington Peninsula. Yeah. Or Rainbow Connections.
Rainbow Connections.
Yeah. Down in...
We'll find... Sorry.
Over the rainbow.
The lovers, the dreamers. Sorry.
Allison was going into Kermit the Frog.
No, so, but yeah, so this was a great interview with Celeste, and she brought in a few different families as well. So we're going to kick into listening to Celeste and her lovely daughter, Scarlett. Obviously, we've met on my other show, Israel, coming in doing transpositions, but the whole idea behind this new show format we have here with Family Matters was to focus more on the families, the things that are affecting families. And with these family groups, they're more than just transgender. And it's everything about same-sex parents. You get children who identify as gay as well. So it'd be a very big mix of families. So Celeste, if you could just give us an idea of where and who you came from and what inspired you to start this group.
It was close to 2 years ago, and Charlotte had been, if you want to say diagnosed, even though there's no official diagnosis of gender dysphoria, but we were informed by the Royal Children's Hospital gender clinic meeting, parents meeting, that pretty much I needed to reconsider supporting my child as opposed to what I was doing up until attending the parent meeting. And once you decide to support, your whole life changes. And I ended up being on the phone for countless hours and online for countless weeks trying to find how do I connect
So you're saying up until, was that 2 years ago, what were the signs that Charlotte was actually showing that you were trying to fight against?
Basically her insistence on being a girl, being female, and wanting to be addressed as the name that she had chosen from a very young age, which I flatly refused to accept. Just, you know, I feel teary. I really feel teary. So basically it was her year 2 year, and I realised she'd given up on me supporting her and insisted that she was a girl at school. And that then created a ripple effect of many, many, many instances picking her up due to poor behaviour, being defiant toward the teachers because she wouldn't get out of the girls' line or wanting to access the girls' toilets or wanting to be addressed as Charlotte. And that was out of my control because she was at school for the 6.5 hours, and I therefore realised that I had to do something about it.
Now, you know, obviously, you know, I'm a trans parent, and, you know, we've connected as parents in general throughout this community together. I know I've experienced my own negativity from my mother, from my transition coming out. But I don't understand that and that thinking. So I guess I'm asking you, what were the thoughts? Why were you resistant, yeah, and why did you push back on Charlotte like that?
For purely selfish reasons. So I was a sole parent, and Charlotte came into the world via donor IVF. And as much as I knew that I was going into parenting on my own and having a wonderful support network, my family support network was extremely small. They're scattered all across the country. And my major support network was my church. And I had been a member of that church since 1994. I'd sown my life into that church. I volunteered during the week. I spent a good 4 hours with my church family on a Sunday, and most of the time we'd go out after the service and spend the rest of the day. And I knew through the sermons that were being preached over the years that I was at risk of losing them.
I'm sure they accept the blue hair and rainbow stuff now.
No, they rejected us.
Yeah.
Fear came.
Yeah. I've been there too, because I was a youth minister when I was in my early 20s, and I know exactly that, that feeling. So after you decided to accept Charlotte, and he was just through Royal Church. Now, you said they didn't actually officially diagnose her yet, or? Or is it done differently as children within the Royal Children's compared to, say, an adult?
Yeah, it must do, because seeking a diagnosis for Asperger's syndrome, which now is high-functioning autism, which is her diagnosis now as opposed to 5 years ago, you needed to see a paediatrician, a speech pathologist and a psychologist. And going on the waiting list to become a patient at the gender clinic and then seeing the team of medical professionals that she's under their care through, there was no assessment. It was there's assessments, but there was no assessment for the diagnosis, for the actual label. It was, you know, psychologist session would be draw yourself, and she'd draw herself in a dress. So I'm thinking that would then confirm, yeah. And then the discussions with the paediatrician. So to have her name changed on the birth certificate, we had a letter and it said that she has gender dysphoria, but to actually gain that diagnosis is different to autism.
Yeah, because as an adult going in to get that, you can't even continue anything until you actually have that letter, or can't even. So after she came out and you started going to Royal Children's, so how did this escalate from just being a parent with a child dealing between autism and transgender, and next thing you know, you're running a group? How did that come about?
So just full steam ahead. Charlotte was so far ahead of me in presenting to the world as Charlotte, that trying to keep up with her and also seek supports for myself, for her sibling and for herself was just the first and foremost. So it was, like I said, many, many phone calls, lots of online search, and I came across Transcend, which was the godsend, and connected with Beck and attended meetups and Through online. So through Transcend, there was a secret parent Facebook group, and then that was their surrogate partner and the surrogate network that understood what was going on. And if I had a question or if something similar was happening, and always it was something similar happening, a parent would put it online and you'd be replying. And
now, as people probably don't know, aware, now Transcend with Rebecca is actually the daughter, Georgie, who was actually on Inside Story recently.
Australian Story.
Australian Story, yeah, that's right. And that's where they had come from.
Yes.
And so you had spun off from there dealing with that. So Transcend basically gave you a format or a platform to work from then,
yes.
So which you took further with yours.
And it was wonderful attending the parent groups, but they were in Melbourne. And if you're living close to Melbourne, or if you I don't know how to navigate your way around our capital city, that was great. But I'm pretty much a country girl, semi-rural, like far on the western port side of the Mornington Peninsula, and I've probably travelled to Melbourne once every 5 years. it was just constantly this niggle in the back of my head once I realised there was no support groups for gender-diverse children under 12 years old on the Mornington Peninsula, that something had to be done. Mm. And I certainly spoke with Beck, and she was in full support of running something, and said that she would share that across the social media networks. And I had a friend who – I still have a friend – but had a friend that was really trying to stick a rocket up my butt about it, and said, you will do it and they will come. And I was like, oh, no, they won't. No, how am I going to get them to come? And he said, just do it and they will come. And it was a matter of, I was working in the community sector anyway, and I approached the manager of a centre that I thought would be a great venue, but then she thought of an even better venue, and she was in full support. And then and there, she took me into her office and she rang the manager of the Mornington Peninsula Shire Youth Services, and he couldn't wait to meet me, couldn't wait to hear what I was proposing. And in that interview, gave us Shed 11 in Marine Parade, Hastings, and said, here's the passcode, here's the key, how often you want to get, we'll just completely support you in it. And it was that easy, and it was just that amazing.
It was it for me as well, because being in my late 30s with two children who are young, under 12 as well, it's hard for me to find a group and a family to connect with as well.
Yes.
And so to come down, and actually being so fortunate to come down and meet all of you, I mean, God, I wish we could catch up more than what we do, but to connect with all of you parents with similar children, and you see them all running around, there's no difference between any of them. You couldn't tell who's cis, who's trans, who's whatever.
Yes.
And all the parents are so happy, just a great mother's group hanging out and just supporting one another.
Yes. I have to put in, going on the mother's group, there are more dads attending than ever before.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is amazing. One night we had three dads, and I'm in my heart on my sleeve. Good to the howling over three dads attending. It's
so many dads
amazing.
Just don't get it. And I remember sitting down with the dad of one family, and he supportive, but he just didn't understand. And I actually sat with him and explained to him like what dysphoria was and whatever, and he literally had like a light bulb moment. He's like, you wouldn't choose this. He goes, why would you go through this? He goes, no one would just choose to be transgender. He goes, oh my God, that's horrible. And he's looking at his own daughter now going like, wow, oh my God, I can't believe you're actually feeling this.
Yes.
And I think it's been great for me as well to because you never see trans children and a trans adult together ever. It's almost like Bruce Wayne and Batman. You never see them sitting together, talking, interviews, something on YouTube, nothing. You know, that's my next goal, is to go on YouTube and actually do like a little video on Facebook with like me and the child going back and forth and just asking questions. To hear a child describe their gender identity and to describe to me the dysphoria that they go through and that those same feelings that I felt at their age. And even as an adult, you sit there and go, holy moly. Like it affirmed for me what I'm doing, which I already knew, but it was the solid gold tick. And then to look at them going, oh my God, you poor child. But at the same time, no, you have amazing parents who are supporting you
and walking you through this and doing everything they can.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Transpositions. Oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
Hey, it's a good show. It's and you can matters. Get the Transpositions podcast. They're still available.
Yes, they are. Yes. But our podcast is our now podcast up is, and current.
Which is better.
Yay. Which is up better. No. Oh. Now, we got gifts, prizes.
Yes, we do.
So,
kids' books.
On Families Matters, we're giving away books, beautiful prizes. You tell us. We need to know from you the wonderful, exciting activities you're going to be doing for your rainbow families. What can we do? If your kids are bored, give us the best idea, the best activity, and you and your family could win.
You could win some beautiful, we got two packs of rainbow kids' books. So two people can win if they are financial members here at Joy. So if you do message in with your member number. Now, we've had a text already. Now, Zach, who has messaged in, oh, I like this one because I have seen this film and I know what he's talking about. Emo the Musical has got an outdoor session in January. So thank you, Zach. It is actually a great family film. So I highly recommend you go and see that.
Yeah, you've been talking about it quite a bit, actually.
I love that little film. It's super, super cute. And even adults will enjoy sitting through that one.
I know, I'm just reading about it. I want to see it now.
Now you want to see it. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Zach. That's a great tip. So please bring your texts in on 0427JOY949. But right now, what are we doing, Mish?
We are listening to Celeste, and she is a parent who runs Rainbow Connections down in the Mornington Peninsula. And we're going to be listening to her and her beautiful daughter,
Charlotte. In the Rainbow Connections youth group, the gender dysphoria is actually quite varied. Yes, there are extreme cases, but there are also children that barely experience any gender dysphoria. Yes, they're insistent that they are the gender that they align with, but there aren't the behaviours, the self-destructive behaviours. So, and I'm very fortunate with my child that even though, yes, there were behaviours at school because she needed to be recognised, that was her desperation to be recognised. But as far as self-harm with her body, no. And I'm very, very fortunate.
I've seen and heard those stories from the Royal Children's, especially, you know, because Michelle Telfer is a friend of the show and yes. You know, being connected and whatever. It's just some of the major dysphoria you hear from some is just heartbreaking. Mm. And I think having that support from family and friends around you probably, and also letting them identify as who they are earlier, I think probably also takes that pressure off.
Most definitely. Being heard.
Exactly.
And knowing that your parents are there for you 110%.
Yeah.
Yes.
So with your group now, Rainbow Connections, where are you now? I mean, we've talked about the early days when you first came in on Transposition. So where are things at now?
Wow. So it's evolved into just a beautiful family. And we have participated in so many events this year. So I was mentioning Pride March at the start of the year, which was just so much fun. And it was our first time. And we cannot wait till January 29 next year.
which I was given the invite and I am now ticking and saying coming, and my cherubs and I will be there with you.
Awesome. Thank you. We've attended a camp in July at Queenscliff and Mind funded that camp for us, which was a really good opportunity to be able to just relax. And there were some families that hadn't come out. So that child had four full days of living and being the gender that they aligned with, and without the pressure of friends maybe coming to their home, knocking on the door and, got to sort of, you know, get prepared. It was just amazing. It was just a lovely breakaway. So, we get together every fortnight, which is great, and we've always got different activities. Recently we had we had fondue night last fortnight.
I'm going to see kids going crazy dipping.
Yes, cheese and chocolate, yes. We've had karaoke evenings and we always have dress-ups. So the bag and the shoe and bag are always out for the children, and that is the draw card. The children will always go straight to the dress-up box first. We always touch base at the beginning. So we call it couch time, but we always sit down generally in a sort of circle, and we will go around and reconnect from the previous fortnight. And that's really important because, like, just last fortnight, a child had Safe Schools Coalition come out to their school, and that child is now going to be acknowledged as her preferred name, and the school are going to make changes for her. So there's always something to talk about and to celebrate.
I was going to ask about safe schools.
Yeah.
And from your perspective, the things you've had to deal, because you dealt with safe schools with your situation as well, and many of the other parents, how have they been? How has their involvement been?
Yes. Well, I mean, Safe Schools is the most important program for a transgender child who wants to be recognised as the gender they align with. So I'm sure that there would be supportive schools out there that parents and families may not require the use of the representatives to come out. But in a lot of cases, parents feel either more comfortable about contacting them, or they actually need to contact them because they're identifying resistance within the school staff.
From a parent's point of view, because obviously there's going to be a lot of different people listening to this show, and many different people with different ideas on what Safe Schools really is and really isn't. Can you, as someone who's utilized it, as a parent who's running groups, and can you actually explain what Safe Schools do?
Okay. So it's a matter of contacting them, which is very easy. You can get their number online and speaking to a representative about what you need, what your child needs within their school. Then usually if the school doesn't have a wellbeing officer, the representative will contact whoever is the contact person. Generally it's the wellbeing officer, and a meeting is set up. And the meeting does involve the child because it's around what the child wants, not what the parent is saying, it's what the child wants. And they engage so well with the children, even though they haven't met, that you can see this connection and this wonderful conversation happening. And once the representative understands what they want, there's steps and strategies that they will undertake, and that is a professional development with the staff, and then contact with the child's classroom, or if the child would like the whole school to find out and to learn, which my child chose to do, it was a school assembly meeting with a representative.
Beautiful. And after Safe Schools comes out and this is all set up, and I wouldn't say what the child wants, I'd say what the child needs.
Exactly. Yes, so true.
How has the child's performance and their education changed?
Yes. So a lot of parents within Rainbow Connections Youth Group have said that it was the best thing they ever did. So their children have calmed and being less anxious and are more able to concentrate. And I think that that is all around school leadership. If the leadership of the school is solid and firm, and the families know and the student knows that they are supported 100%, then there is no way that the child is not going to then accelerate and I suppose love being at school. But then there is the opposite, and that's what happened to my child, where parents couldn't accept what was happening, and therefore their children were saying comments that obviously they'd heard from home, and so that did impede my child's learning and her ability to enjoy being at school, being presented as Charlotte, who is a girl, and by the end of the year she was making intent to die statements, self-harming statements, and just couldn't cope with the bullying. So it can go either way. Safe Schools, I still 100% think of the best program ever, but they can't control the parents. It's up to the leadership of the school once the PD and the program has been undertaken to step up and support that child.
I agree. That's unreal. Now, what I would love to do, if you'd allow us, I'd love to take a quick break and come back and actually bring Charlotte on so we can introduce Charlotte and maybe ask her some questions as well, if you'd like.
Great.
That. Great. Now, you are listening to Family Matters. This is Michelle, joined by my lovely guest, Celeste, and we'll be back shortly.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
So, Celeste, and it's great to see all of these amazing groups coming together for these children. I mean, we've obviously known some of the bigger groups put together for like minus 18s and, you know, the under 28s or whatever, but to see these groups put together for children under 12, it's amazing. Now, you're doing so much hard work around this. The kids are getting all this support and everything. What are you as parents? I mean, you obviously as parents, you're coming together. So obviously you've said it's more than moms. It's also now dads showing up as well, which
yes,
I see
is.
Your face going, yes, yes, yes,
it's
yes.
Right.
So what are you doing for yourself to reboot yourself or that time to, you know, regroup?
Okay. Well, I mean, I learned a lot through the camp that Mind funded for us.
Yeah.
So we undertook a mindfulness workshop. And there was a lot of discussion around self-care. So essentially when I session plan the each fortnight, it is most definitely must be fun for the kids, but also a time away for the parents away from the kids to be able to connect, to debrief, to discuss things, and it is all around peer mentorship. So I have a counselling background, so I'm certainly available to parents during the fortnight, and we do communicate within the group sessions, but it is definitely around peer mentorship. We've got umpteen resources within the Rainbow Connections book, but also the venue has its own GLBTIQ resources as well on a flyer wall. So it's a matter of, if especially a new parent, because, I mean, the longer you're there and the longer that you've been supporting your trans child or your gender non-conforming child, gender diverse child, you're better resourced. So then for the new families, if they bring up something that you've been through or that you know is a great resource, then that's where that peer mentorship comes in.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters. My name is Michelle, and quietly in the background, Gina is being very quiet and like a little mouse pushing on little buttons.
I'm a little mouse.
And so Gina was like, no, you're Mama Mish, you take care of it. Now, in the studio, we are joined by my guest, Celeste, who is, what would you describe yourself? The founder, the owner, the runner?
Facilitator.
The facilitator. Well, I like that. A facilitator of Rainbow Connections, based in Hastings out on the Morning Peninsula. Now, we were just talking a bit about some of the stuff that they get up to and how they look after themselves. And I thought, you know what? I need to bring Charlotte in here. She's a pretty cool kid. She, if you've been following our page on Family Matters on Facebook, Charlotte drew us this really
super cool picture.
Oh, yeah. It was really cool.
Oh, my
cool.
God. And has gotten so much love on Facebook. I put my picture up on Facebook, Charlotte. Nothing. I put your picture up on Facebook and people are loving it. So thank you so much for sharing that picture. It was really special. It has been loved. And I don't know if your mum explained to you that we actually have a competition. And based on pictures that people are sending in to us, well, last week we announced a winner of that competition, and I think it's you. Yes, it is, Charlotte.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we've got... and I'll let you have a look at it later. No, I won't. I like to get things straight out. We've got some kids' books, and I'll pass it to Mama Mish. She's got longer arms than
there
me.
There you go. There's
so
one.
So there's some kids' books for you.
You can open those out in the waiting room later.
Donated by the lovely Rodney. So that's yours for submitting that picture. And I'd like to remind other kids as well that we are wanting more pictures. We've got prizes, more kids' book prizes to hand out. So we want them to do exactly what you did, Charlotte.
Okay.
And paint that beautiful, colourful picture of your family. Good job.
Oh, goodies.
Now, Charlotte, how have things been at school? How are you going?
Good, thank you. I have just recently been at camp.
Yeah?
I was there for 3 days. It started out Wednesday and finished on Friday. It was a very enjoyable camp. There was a movie night. We were going to watch... Rio 1, but we ended up watching Rio 2 because Rio just didn't work.
At camp, I found they always fed us tomato can soup, breakfast, lunch and dinner. I don't like tomato soup, so I'd get really hungry at camp. How did you go with the food stuff?
Great. There was cordial and once there was a birthday, so we did get chocolate muffins.
Not like
tomato muffins.
Soup muffins. No,
no
that's
no.
What they would have fed. It's terrible.
There was a disco night.
Awesome.
Like a talent quest and
Was this a school thing or was it just something else?
It was at camp, school, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did Dumb Ways to Die.
Yeah, the,
which yes, which is the Victorian Transport.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. My yes. kids.
I
that.
See a future for you in the state government, Charlotte. If you're doing,
my kids That's play awesome. That game constantly, and I'm like, who decided to create this game?
I think it was. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah. Now, Charlotte, I think your mum's pretty cool, and yeah. she, yeah, absolutely cool. Her hair's very cool.
I know. I'm thinking I might have to copy your mom and do blue. I mean, I've done red. Should I go blue now, you think?
Yeah, blue and pink.
Blue and pink? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And your mum has put together a group out in your area that helps other parents and other kids as yes. well. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about this group that your mum's working on?
Yes, we have lots of people that come to the group. And sometimes we have special nights. At the very end of this semester, we will be having a talent show. And awesome. I will be teaching the kids how to dance this certain, sort of like an Egyptian song.
Yeah.
So we sometimes have puppet shows, like special nights.
And you obviously, if you're teaching the other kids to dance, you're obviously helping out, Mum, with part of these.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Part of these classes and groups and stuff. What other stuff do you do other than teach funky dance moves to?
Sometimes we have puppet shows, as I already said. Or sometimes we eat pancakes. Once we had a fondue night.
Fondue
that
night.
That would be awesome. What, do you like the chocolate fondue or the cheese fondue?
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We only had a chocolate fondue, and plus the normal Shed 11 place had flooded.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, no. So we're calling out for donations. No.
So we had to go somewhere else. Oh, and it brought back a bad memory. So I was on an elevator and the elevator got stuck.
Oh.
It was at the same place and I did not dare to go into the elevator. It was sort of like it was saying to me, Charlotte, come.
Now, obviously, things are much better at school now for you.
Yes.
Now, how was the camp? How did the kids at camp, or how did the camp people take you being transgender?
Oh, they don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Nobody but the teachers know.
Okay.
Only some teachers, though, and the principal. Only, like,
three
teachers in the school know.
I would just like to say that the school this year that Charlotte's been attending, which is different from the previous school, has been absolutely amazing. And I just want to put in there, before the camp commenced, there was two conversations with the principal and teachers, and it was all around who would Charlotte like to sleep with. Charlotte will be sleeping also with in the same room with her best, her most favourite teacher.
Awesome.
And it was all around making sure that she had the most enjoyable experience. I think that's the only reason why Charlotte was able to have a fantastic experience.
So was she in the room with other kids as well?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes, there were, I think, four teachers and there were four large dormitories. And so her classroom teacher is aware and fully supportive, as well as the principal. I think by the end of the year, I'm going to feel confident enough to maybe not, I don't think we need safe schools, and that's just absolutely amazing, but actually to come out. But previous to this school, and the experience, the such negative experiences, it just took away any hope that we would be able to ever come out.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing, is I've heard of and seen certain schools out there are still rather resistant to anything outside the, well, you know, the norm, or whatever that is these days.
Yeah.
Charlotte, what is one of your favorite things? What are you in school, when you're learning and whatever? Is there something that you know you want to be when you grow up, or some classes that you love doing in school?
Oh, well, there's so many things. Once I thought I might be an inventor and Sometimes I think if I was an inventor, I'd create a flying petrol station. So you'd be able, if you're running out of business, you could just fly into an empty land lot in Melbourne.
Okay, here you go. There you go. We need to actually find somebody who can fund Charlotte's ideas here.
Charlotte does love science, loves well maths.
I was picking up on that there with the invention thing.
My favorite dream is to dream about time machines.
Oh. Time machines.
So would you
go forward or backwards if you had a time machine?
I'd have to go backwards in time and fix my mistakes somehow.
Oh, to fix mistakes?
Really?
Really? Just like not back to the 60s and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then after...
Rock and roll.
And then once I've fixed all my mistakes, I go back to where the dinosaurs were and I might ride a dinosaur or two.
Yeah, find one that doesn't eat meat, like a vegetarian dinosaur.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's probably the safest thing to do.
And then I'll go to the future and...
With your dinosaur or no?
No,
okay.
Yeah, well, it would be a pretty small time machine. Don't think we'd be able to fix it. Fit a carnivorous T-Rex.
Okay.
So you knew the correct language there for I'm like going vegetarian dinosaur because I'm like...
I had to think for a second, a carnivorous T-Rex. I'm going,
carnivore. Yeah. Right. I've forgotten all my geography and history training.
I just go forward in time and... Do something fun in the future.
Awesome.
Maybe see the sun hitting the earth.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Before it hits the earth, I quickly jump in my time machine and set it to go backwards in time.
I think that's a smart idea. That and applying a lot of sunscreen at the time. Just to.
So Charlotte wants to ride a T-Rex, invent flying petrol stations, and.
See the end of the world when the sun crashes into us.
Wow. Maybe you can write a book to go with that collection of books. How's that sound?
I think that's a great idea because you can clearly draw. You can clearly tell a funny story. Yeah. I think you've got it. We've got a market there.
We do. We might write some books there, you know?
I might attach my name to this. Now we know how to fund a few things.
And I'll say the story was inspired by... Free people.
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah. Charlotte, you're awesome. Charlotte, you're awesome, and I think partly because your mum's awesome. Seriously.
Oh, really? Thank you.
It was inspired by you and you.
Ah.
Oh, not me.
No, that's okay. Put our names on it. I will never give
totally
up a
there.
Credit. Totally
there. I absolutely loved the time machine bit.
Oh, my God. I hope she has sunscreen
for
that.
She's a classy.
Seriously,
isn't she hilarious?
I want to see a drawing of Charlotte riding like a T-Rex. No, sorry, the plant-eating, vegetarian
remember
dinosaurs.
The vegetarian dinosaurs? I got schooled that day.
Smart kid.
Absolutely smart kid. That was like, seriously, that was so wonderful to have Charlotte in the studio and come in and chat with us. Like an absolute, this kid just had so much confidence and just stole our hearts.
All the families bringing their children in, and all of them coming in, you just see so much confidence in the kids. You see, you know, happy families just all coming together and going, you know, to see them supporting their children. And some of those kids struggled so much before even coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People have a lot to say about a lot of things, but the evidence of those kids speaks for itself, really, doesn't it?
But you see some of those kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well, within your...
Absolutely, at work. And it's really... I just admire some of the parents so much, too.
Oh, so do I.
You know? Like, it must be incredibly challenging for them.
Well, I went to a big group get-together with some of the parents, actually, on Saturday. And they all had a massive picnic. It was just all in the sun. And you just really wouldn't know. Just a bunch of families, their kids running around. They had proud to play there. And it was just unreal.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Super cute.
So, yeah, look, and they... Dave's back. Did you get a phone number?
Did you get a phone call?
No.
Wait, Dave, is it ringing? Oh,
would you prefer to get a phone call or someone's phone number?
I'd rather get a phone call right now.
All right, well, we'll be back shortly. You are listening to Family Matters on Joy, and Dave's going to run to the phone right now. Well, at this time, then I'd love to go and thank Charlotte for coming in and telling us her stories and present her with the lovely set of books that she got for her beautiful drawing.
Awesome.
And thank you as well, Celeste, for coming in. And now we have some other friends of yours that will be coming in soon and to tell us more about Rainbow Connections. And again, love all the work you do and looking forward to, you know, catching up for a meal something soon and just chatting about some of the things going on.
Thanks so much for having me, and it was lovely to meet you, Gina. Thanks, Mish.
You're quite welcome.
And I will blame you for making me cry on the train after reading your email and your story. I don't cry, but thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank
and
you.
Maybe if you guys could post my drawing all around the world.
I think that's already
we're
gone.
It's getting there. We're getting there.
I had someone write to me from LA the other day, so we're getting there.
No, it's your name.
You know what? Could you actually maybe draw a picture of what we're doing right now and send that in to us?
Yeah.
And then you can realistically add my name, Gina, and Michelle.
Yeah, and label who they are.
Lots of buttons, and Gina pressing the wrong button, and maybe something exploding.
No. Pressing a big red button.
Sounds great. Perfect. Charlotte, I would love that. I would absolutely love if you could send us another picture. Okay. Legend.
Oh, it would be great. Now, if you did want to get in touch with Rainbow Connections, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page or on Twitter, which we'll forward on the details there. We will be posting all the information there on our Facebook page. Yeah, and so you can get our Facebook page on facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. So
big thank you to Rodney and Jeff for the prizes, and we do definitely have a winner.
Who's the winner? Chicken dinner. It is Zach with his suggestion of Emo the Musical, which is a great family film.
Then the reason we chose that is because you were pretty much talking about it earlier and was like, he definitely was reading your mind.
And it's the outdoor session at QV. Zach will be jumping on his bed right now.
So excited. But you know what I'm really excited about next week's Family Matters? What's happening there?
It is a special. In fact, it's so special you might have to tune in an hour earlier.
Which they would do anyway to listen to me on Stand Up Straight.
Well, we always tune in early.
Or 6:30 for The Informer with Matthew and myself.
And we always tune in early. And we did get another message, not to win the prize, but what was the other message we got in?
Oh, amazing show tonight. How cute is Charlotte? Dan from Pop Chops.
Oh, thanks, Dan from Pop Chops.
Oh, we love Dan from Pop Chops.
I love Pop Chops.
Do you think that's his official name? Is that what he puts on, like, his passport?
Dan from Pop Chops.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I'm David from Family Matters.
I'm Beck from a few things.
Yeah. I'm Gina and I just like chops.
I'm just Mama Mish.
Is that like a lesbian term?
What?
Chops. Is that something we don't?
I'm like
so chumpy, you're concussed.
We're after 8:30 now. We can say whatever
we want.
We
can say what we like.
The kids are in bed. Absolutely. Well, coming up next, we've got a lovely guest on the woods tonight. I heard there might be another special voice on the woods
wolf
tonight.
Have you
got a warm up with your wolf girl?
Well, the woods have been very much on my side trying to find me a date, so I'm going to be on the woods.
Well, we all have, Dave.
I'm going to be on the woods in a couple of minutes' time to give an update.
Are we trying to find you a cuddly bear?
Oh,
no.
I used to love Rupert the Bear.
Who's Rupert?
It's like an English
sort of... getting weird now, mate.
Well. Anyway, Celestia's great. The prizes were great. We were great as always.
And hopefully the boys on the woods can do better with your love life than I do.
Yeah, we suck at that. Sorry about that, Dave. Well, everyone, good night and woof.
Woof.
Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au. A proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.